KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school swimming last night, the Lewis Central boys swim team picked up a dual win over Atlantic at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, winning 98-40. Patrick Chase with wins in the 200 IM and the 100 breaststroke. David Gann took the 100 butterfly and the 100 backstroke to lead Lewis Central. For Atlantic, they got a couple of wins last night from Brian York as he picked up wins in the 200 freestyle and the 500 freestyle. In high school basketball around the area last night, girls' hoops from the Hawkeye 10, it was Creston over Red Oak 58-29. Denison beating Sioux City West 70-48. Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 47-11. Shenandoah defeating Griswold 32-23. Also from the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia beating Tri-Center 57-41. Also locally, it was Diagonal over Essex 57-44. Peyton Sherdan beating Northwest Webster 44-27. Sioux City East over Abraham Lincoln 61-39. In boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10, Creston over Red Oak 53-46. Shenandoah topping Griswold 52-43. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, it was Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 57-48. And other scores locally saw Van Meter beat Kemper Catholic 86-50 and Diagonal over Essex 55-46. The weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll shows Cedar Falls number one in Class 4A. Waukee and West Des Moines Valley are tied for second place. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is in at number nine this week. In Class 3A, Pella is on top with Carroll number two. Glenwood is ranked eighth. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall is number one. Spirit Lake number two. AHSTW is at number four in this week's poll. And in Class 1A, North Lynn, Lake Mills, and Martinsdale St. Mary's are the top three rated teams. A few more fans will now be allowed to attend the upcoming John J. Harris Wrestling Tournament in Corning, January 22nd and 23rd. Southwest Valley Activities Director Alan Noggle issued an update Monday that due to the governor's latest proclamation, there will now be four spectators per wrestler allowed to attend instead of the previous limitation of two per wrestler. Tickets will be sent to each school attending to be handed out to each wrestler. As reported last week, the tournament's schedule has been slightly altered for this year. The tourney beginning on Friday, January 22nd. They'll wrestle 106 to 145-pound classes to completion. And then Saturday, January 23rd, they'll wrestle the 152 through 285-pound weight classes, again, to completion. In college basketball, Bradley used an 11-3 run midway through the second half Monday to take the lead for good as the Braves beat UNI 75-73 in Cedar Falls to split their two-game Missouri Valley Conference series. Freshman guard Bowen Bourne led the Panthers with 17 points.
You know, they kind of made that run late in the second half there, and off of a free throw box out, they made a three and hit some big shots. And so, you know, trying to limit that. But obviously it showed us, you know, we had a lot of fight there at the end, you know, to put us in position to make a shot to win.
Panthers battled back and had a shot to win it at the end.
They had that real good stretch, you know, and where they were able to get up 7 or 8. Our execution with everything down that last kind of 3 minutes, guys, you know, we had the ball in our hands and we had a 3-point shot in the air to beat them. So I thought, you know, guys hung tough and executed well.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson. The Panthers are now 2-4 in the Valley, and Jacobson says his team is making progress. Iowa State freshman Xavier Foster will miss the rest of the season after electing to have surgery on his right foot to address an injury that was suffered in high school. Here's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm.
We've been going on, you know, dealing with that for the last couple weeks, you know, trying to work through some load management issues and seeing if that would work and help, you know, the healing process. Obviously, if you followed his career, he had surgery in high school, and then, you know, got to campus, you know, late July, and, you know, has had some issues, you know, in the recovery and the rehab process, and just, you know, just never could get to 100%.
The 7-foot Oskaloosa native played in 7 games, averaging 4 points and 7.8 minutes per contest.
The more research we did and the more doctors and specialists we talked to, just felt like this for the long term, and health and well-being, and to give Xavier the best opportunity going forward. We just thought, and his family thought, this was the best thing.
The surgery is expected to sideline Foster for 8 to 12 weeks.
You know, we've got really, really a good, you know, good vision on where he goes once he gets his surgery done. And so I think this will definitely, no question, help him. And you know, as he continues to grow and get better, he's got to get healthy. And this is the best thing for him.
Now, the Iowa State-Kansas State men's basketball game scheduled for Wednesday has been postponed in accordance with the Big 12 Conference game interruption guidelines. K-State was unable to meet the required COVID-19 thresholds on Monday, as established by the league. The universities and the Big 12 Conference will work to reschedule that game. Iowa State's next game will now be Saturday at Kansas, that game tipping off at 1 o'clock. Gonzaga and Baylor remain atop the Associated Press men's basketball poll for the seventh consecutive week of the regular season. The Zags received 63 first-place votes from a national media panel. The Bears got one. Villanova, Texas, and Iowa round out the top five that remain the same from last week. Sixth-ranked Kansas is followed by Michigan, Creighton, Wisconsin, and Tennessee. Number 25, Connecticut, moved into the poll for the first time since reaching number 18 in 2016-17. Louisville is back in the rankings at number 16, and Ohio State returned at number 21. Rutgers, Michigan State, and Florida State all fell out of the rankings. The men's basketball game today between number 13 West Virginia and number 2 Baylor in Waco, Texas has been postponed due to COVID-19 issues with the Mountaineers. West Virginia said in a statement it will work with Baylor and the Big 12 to reschedule that game. Both teams last played on Saturday. Also, Nebraska has paused team activities because of a positive COVID-19 test in their program, causing Wednesday's game against number 14 Illinois to be postponed. A positive COVID-19 test left the Cornhuskers without starting a forward in a loss to Indiana on Sunday. University of Iowa men's basketball redshirt senior Jordan Bohannon has been named the co-Big Ten Conference Player of the Week. It was announced yesterday by the office. He shares that honor with Indiana forward Trace Jackson Davis. Bohannon averaged 18.5 points, 8 assists, 5.5 rebounds in leading the Hawkeyes to double-digit victories over Maryland and number 16 Minnesota. He hit 61% of his field goal attempts, including 62.5% from three-point range. Bohannon's 10 triples last week moved him into a tie with Northwestern's Craig Moore for the sixth most three-pointers in Big Ten history. He helped lead Iowa to its ninth straight home win over an AP top 25 opponent on Sunday. This is Bohannon's first Player of the Week accolade in his career. Iowa next up will challenge Michigan State Thursday night. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. 8 o'clock is tip-off from Carver Hawkeye Arena, and 7 o'clock we've got your pregame show. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Freshman of the Week. That's the sixth time this season she's gotten that award. She averaged 22.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 6.5 assists in a pair of Big Ten matchups against Minnesota and Northwestern. Iowa State women's basketball freshman guard Lexi Donarski picked up her second Big 12 Freshman of the Week honor, tying her career high with 25 points and a career high 7 three-pointers, as she was phenomenal in Iowa State's win at Texas Tech on Sunday. That's the third Freshman of the Week honor for the Cyclones. Grace Berg of Drake was named the Missouri Valley Conference Newcomer of the Week for the fourth time on Monday. Berg averaging 19.5 points and 6 rebounds a game, hitting over 55% of her shots from the floor during the last week. Well, Alabama's top offensive threats were just too much for Ohio State. The top-ranked Crimson Tide are the national champions for the sixth time in 12 seasons after Devontae Smith, Mac Jones, and Najee Harris led an explosive offensive performance in a 52-24 rout of Ohio State. The Heisman Trophy-winning Smith had 12 catches for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns, all coming in the first half as the Crimson Tide bolted out to a 35-17 lead. Jones chewed up the Buckeyes' secondary while throwing for a CFP championship record 464 yards and 5 touchdowns. Harris accounted for 3 TDs, running for 79 yards and 2 scores, while grabbing 7 passes for 79 yards and a touchdown. Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields struggled after lighting up Clemson for 6 touchdowns in the CFP semifinals. The 13-0 Tide limited Fields to 17 of 33 passing for 194 yards and 1 touchdown as the Buckeyes fell to 7-1. Ohio State running back Trey Sermon left the game for good after suffering an injury on his team's opening drive. Master Teague carried 15 times for 65 yards and 2 touchdowns by halftime as Sermon's replacement, but he had just 3 yards in the second half. The final Associated Press College football poll voters have determined that unbeaten national champion Alabama is number one. Ohio State moved up to second following its lopsided win over Clemson, which dropped to third. Texas A&M and Notre Dame round out the top five and are followed by Oklahoma, Georgia, Cincinnati, Iowa State, and Northwestern. The Irish fell behind the Aggies with their blowout loss to Alabama in the CFP semifinals and A&M's bowl victory. And Iowa football is well represented in college football halls of fame, including the National Football Foundation, the Helms Athletic Foundation, and the College Football Hall of Fame. Former defensive end Andre Tippett and defensive back Bob Stoops will add to that list of former Hawkeyes honored as they've been selected for this year's class of the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. Tippett was selected for his accomplishments as a player at Iowa from 1979 to 81. Stoops was honored for his accomplishments as Oklahoma's all-time winningest coach from 1999 to 2016, compiling a record of 190-48. Induction for the 2021 class will take place December 7th. Joining Tippett as players in the class of 2021 are Harris Barton of North Carolina, David Fulcher of Arizona State, Dan Morgan of Miami, Florida, Carson Palmer of Southern California, Tony Romo of Eastern Illinois, Kenneth Sims of Texas, C.J. Spiller of Clemson, Darren Sproles of Kansas State, Aaron Taylor out of Notre Dame, and Al Wilson of Tennessee. Joining Stoops as a coach is Ruby Hubbard of Florida A&M. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.